The waves breaking, the foam, the sloshing motion of the water, the sounds, the air and the winds and the clouds, and the sun and the blue sky and light. And there's sand and there's rocks of various hardness, permanence, color, and texture. There's animals in the sea and seaweed. There's hunger and disease. There's the observer standing on the beach. Maybe there's even happiness and thought. Any other spot in nature has a similar variety of things and influences. It's always as complicated as that, no matter where you look. Curiosity demands that we ask questions, that we try to put the things together to understand this multitude of aspects as perhaps the action of a small number of elemental things, or things and forces, perhaps, in an infinite variety of combinations. For instance, is the sand other than the rocks? That is to say, is the sand maybe nothing but a great number of very tiny stones? Is the moon a rock? What we mean is, if we understood rocks, would we also understand the sand and the moon? And so, another example, is the wind a sloshing of the air analogous to the sloshing motion of the water in the sea? What comes